Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Risk!
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes where we look back at content from our earlier years, sometimes single stories, sometimes whole episodes. Keep in mind that years ago, people might have worded things differently than they would today. As always, the title of the whole series, Risk, is itself a content warning. This week, a story that Reed Mihalko first shared on the podcast in December of 2014. Here's Reed now with a story we call Lesbian Strap-On Gangbang.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
A sadist is somebody who enjoys inflicting pain on another human being. A masochist is somebody who enjoys having pain inflicted upon them. I am neither of those people. In the kinky world, I am very vanilla. I'm into group sex, I'm queer, I'm a polyamorous slut. And several years ago, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, having just created an event called Cuddle Party, which is a non-sexual event for communication and non-sexual affection, I get invited to go to this kinky summer camp. And they're like, Reed, would you like to come and teach your Cuddle Party? And I'm like, sure! And then I get there, and I'm like, okay, everybody, come with your pajamas and this and that. And there's like, you know, leather dom. It's like, can I wear my chainmail? And I'm like, no, bring pajamas or footy pajamas or something flannel. And they're like, that's edgy. And I'm like, what does edgy mean? Tell me more. Because I'm a sex geek and I'm a sapiosexual. And if you're smart and you know your shit, I want to fuck you. But I'm not kinky. And I kind of get taken in by this, like, kink coven, almost. You know, there's this, like, leather family, and they're, like, it's not all sadists, but it's heavily sadists. And so the way that you know, these camps go is, like, it's late at night, and I'm kind of a night owl, and so you're kind of, like, roaming around, and I go check out the dungeon, and I'm like, whoa, I can't unsee that. Whoa! And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. This is so cool. I didn't know you could even be into that. Is that a frisbee? Wow! So, like, in the late night roamings and the sleeplessness, like, you run into other late night roamers who are sleepless and just kind of like, what's up? What you doing? And I run into one of the sadists. Now, this is like this, when sadists say, she's a sadist. When somebody says somebody's name and a sadist steps back a couple of steps, you're like, what's up with that? And they're like, oh no, you don't want to play with so-and-so. She will fuck your shit up. So let's call that person Natasha, like the Black Widow from the Avengers, right? Like somebody who just, like, if they weren't a sadist at a kinky camp, you would just be like, you're a fucking spy. You're a spy assassin and you like doing this. And this person was amazingly mean. Not like mean, you know, schoolgirl from fifth grade. I'm talking like professional mean, badass. Oh, well, I'm kind of into pistol whipping. What are you into? And I'm like, I like making out and taking showers with people. But like, we were kind of like trying to figure, like there was something there. There was a spark. Like I had this crush on the mean girl. But in this moment at 3 a.m., I'm like, I have a kind of crush on you, but I don't know what to do because I'm not kinky in the way that you're kinky, so I don't know how we're going to play. And she's like, well, come up with something. I'm like, well, I used to be a martial artist. I'll wrestle you. She's like, okay. So, of course, this camp has a wrestling room. So it's 3 a.m. and we're like, and I'm like, I'm going to get my jaw broken and this is going to be awesome. And we start wrestling, and I kind of do a judo thing, and I was a martial artist for a long time, and now I go really getting into it. And we kind of whip around, and she's trying to, like, scissors me with her thighs, which are magnificent, by the way. And this is a hot sadist. And I'm like, I've never had a crush on a sadist. And, like, she kind of whips around, and she looks at me, and she's like, it's like that moment where we're going to kiss, or she's going to bite my face off. And she's like, and she sees me being like, and she's like, fuck, you're not into it. I'm like, yes, I am. But I say it in that voice. And she's like, thanks for trying, Reed. It's not going to work. She goes away. I'm like, I can be kinky. I know I can. I can do this. Fast forward to the next year at camp, because that was my first year at camp. Fast forward to the next year. We're getting ready for camp, and I'm like, oh my God, it's camp time. It's like kinky sex camp. You know that time at band camp, but it's sex camp. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, this is going to be good. I won the most congeniality award last year, and I'm like, I'm going to be a slut of sluts. It's going to be great, and we're going to cuddle. It's going to be good. I'm ready. So the other sadist, there were lots of sadists in this little leather family, but there was another one who took a shine to me. We're going to call them Frank Castle, the Punisher. Okay, this is somebody who I saw like boot stomp somebody while they were singing a song, a pop song. It was exciting and I was like, that's fucked up. They were also the person that helped instigate a scene, and I didn't know you could do this. It's called predicament bondage. There was somebody tied up between a bunch of pine trees with fishing line and fish hooks in their skin, standing there with a ball gag while people shot a pellet gun at them. And I'm walking by, now at this point it's my second camp, and I'm walking by and I'm like, that's fucked up. And I said to my friend, that's predicament bondage right there. I know these things because I talk to people. And in my head I'm like, I don't like that, man. So they, before camp, they're like, Reed, what's your fantasy? What can we help you create that you haven't experienced yet? And I realized, I'm like, wow, like this is an opportunity. Like, I have a squadron of people that will create a scene for me, and they love doing this. And I'm like, I need to ask for something I've never asked for before. And I do a lot of work on my own shame. Like, I'm a huge slut, but a lot of what I ask for is stuff that, like, tweaks me. Like, oh, no one could love me if I would ask for this. And so I told Frank Castle, the Punisher, lesbian strap-on gangbang. Now, you can hashtag that if you want, but... And they're like, I'll do that. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I'll make that happen. Is that what you want? I'm like, yes. Because that voice comes in, yes. So I'm like, great. And I just kind of forgot about it. And then 2 days later, I get an email from the Punisher. how much can you take? And I email back, what do you mean? In inches? And they're like, in people. And I'm like, what did you do? And the Punisher was like, well, I just put out a casual email to the people who come to camp. And I'm like, and? Conservatively, we're looking at 36 people. So we get to camp, and I'm checking in with them because they're like my team captain. They're like organizing the whole thing. I'm like, how many now? Like, we're staying steady at 30, mid-30s. I'm like, when is it happening? Well, after the barbecue on the hill. I'm like, okay. That, the morning of the barbecue and the hill in the afternoon, right? Apparently there's like people walking up to me being like, and I'm like, and I'm like, oh no, my fantasy is coming true. So I'm sitting there, I'm eating breakfast the morning of, and Natasha comes over and plops down. We haven't seen each other for a year. And I'm like, hi? Because I still, it's like the seventh grade crush, sixth grade crush. I'm like, oh, it'll never work. We're star-crossed lovers. You're a sadist and I'm the one who likes to cuddle. It's never gonna happen. And she sits down and she's like, so, what's up? And it was obvious, the tension. It was like, we had to figure out something. I'm like, we should figure out something. The wrestling did not work last year. I'm like, okay. So we start brainstorming things. I'm like, well, tying me to a chair and punching me with boxing gloves? She's like, no. She's like, pistol whipping? I'm like, no. She's like, how about live burial? I'm like, no. She's like, what about if a bunch of us hunt you in the woods and when we find you, we gang rape you? I'm like, no. Like, she's coming up with worse ideas. Worse ideas. I'm like, no, other direction ideas. And I'm like, well, I did learn a cool trick. And I think I kind of got it under my belt. And she's like, what? And I'm like, do you like wearing a strap-on? She's like, tell me more. Right? And I'm like, I can choke on a cock really well. She's like, really? Can I come to your lesbian strap-on gangbang? And I'm like, so I can choke on your cock? Right? And I was like, yes, I said it the right way. And she goes, yes. And I'm like, please, by all means, come to the lesbian strap-on gangbang so that I may choke on your cock. And she walks away, and I'm like, yes, finally, I'm cool. Fast forward. After the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the baked beans and the coleslaw, it's time. And it's like a Western. They're like all on the horizon. It's like, wah, wah, wah. Boom, boom, boom. Wah, wah, wah. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And so it starts, like there's this weird thing, like I've never had a fantasy like this. And there's like all these like queer feminist women with like these huge, some of them are really big, big, big cocks. And they're all like, and I'm like, holy shit. So then I'm like, hi everyone. Like this is, I'm the person who cuddles. And I'm down on all fours, and they're like, bow, bow, bow. And so something you need to know about me, in case we ever play together, is when I deep throat something in my throat, because of the vagus nerve and a bunch of other geeky little things, my ass relaxes in a really convenient way when you're at a lesbian strap-on gangbang. And so I kind of blow a friend with a medium-sized cock, and then it's just like, I can do this. And I'm like in my zone, and then it just starts. And now it kind of gets fuzzy. There's a lot of oxytocin. I'm just getting pounded by some hot people. Nina Hartley's running around taking pictures of us, right? And I'm like, you're not supposed to be taking pictures. Ah! Pound, pound, pound. I'm like, this is is awesome. Somebody's giving me a hand job, and I'm like, this is wow. And I'm like, look, the clouds are going by. This is so amazing. And then Natasha steps up. Yeah, it's like, wah, wah, wah. With like the military boots. They're probably polished by somebody else's spit. I don't want to think about it. And she's like, are you ready? Now, I'm getting fucked while she says, are you ready? I'm like, uh-huh, bring it. And she's like, oh, yes. And she just starts skull-fucking me. And I'm like in my zone now. And so there's a whole deep-throating thing. We'll talk about it later. But like, so now I'm like, I'm comfortable because I know enough about deep-throating at this point that I'm not going to hurt myself, but I can choke on a cock. And I'm going to be okay. And I start choking on her cock, and the whole time, like, because remember, I have a crush on the sadist. And I'm like, while I'm looking up to try to figure out their facial expression, and they're like, it's kind of not working, it's kind of, and then I kind of like almost choke and vomit, and I'm like, and she's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing it right. And I'm like, choke, choke, choke. And she's like, yeah, take it, take it. And more people are fucking me. And the whole time I'm like my fifth grade awkward sixth grader is just like, the mean girl likes me. So the moral of this story is really, if you try hard enough, if you be present with people, and you brainstorm, you talk about your needs, your wants, and your desires, and you don't give up when things get tough, you just might find some area where your Venn diagrams overlap. And there's this little sweet spot. Maybe it's you choking on somebody's silicone dick. I don't know. It's probably going to be different for you. But don't give up, because if a cuddler like me and a sadist like Natasha can find just a few moments of bliss, then you can too.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.